Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. Welcome to Fightful. It is March 4th, 2024. Myself and Denise Salcedo are back from Greensboro, from AEW Revolution. We had a great post-show here on Fightful last night. I'll be doing my own this week on FightfulSelect.com. I know Denise did one over on her channel with Reg as well. Make sure you check out all that. Got all kinds of cool videos up on Instagram, on Twitter. By the way, guys, unless you ask permission, don't be taking my videos and then post them on your little pages, being like pro wrestling vids. No, these are for Fightful viewers. That's who those are for. At least ask us permission for. Come on, we spent all this money on it. Denise, how you doing?
Why do you think I post on my videos, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo, and people still take them?
Within, like, I post them directly from the venue, so I don't have time to apply watermark. Yeah. I saw 10 people take the Darby video. If it's just, like, a fan, okay, whatever. But when it's a page with, like, 130,000 followers, I'm like, hey, we did this for our page and our viewers and our subscribers, not yours. You can slap the share button on that, but...
But you know what? At the end of the day, I think people are smart enough to know where the stuff comes from. And
no, oh, hell know. No, they're not.
Some people are. Well, the good quality people are.
Oh, come on. No, no, absolutely.
Okay, that well, then footage, never mind. I was trying to make you feel better.
No,
damn.
No, if it's like an interview clip, I don't give a damn about that. If it's like me talking to Rhea Ripley or some shit like that.
Yeah, because your face is there.
I don't even care regardless. Like, if it's a little clip like that. But, I mean, if it's something, you know, sometimes we pay over $1,000 to travel to these events. And here's a little spoiler, guys. Most, I would say about 95% of the media that travels there doesn't make their money back. Denise is the only one.
I would actually probably lower that a little bit more. You're being generous with 95%.
Denise is the only one.
I'm sorry.
But enough bitching and moaning. I had an awesome time in Greensboro. We had a fight.
What'd you do? There was like nothing going on in Greensboro.
Well, not for you because you didn't show up to the Fightful meetup.
Dude, you told me like 20 minutes before. You should have told me like a day in advance. I was out eating tacos.
Time to catch Denise in a lie.
Go check the timestamp. You did not let me know with enough time. Like, I had already committed to things.
It was not 20 minutes ahead.
A day of notice.
It was an hour and a half ahead.
An hour and a half, Sean. That's not enough for like a woman. Well, you can't just give a 1 hour and a half's notice.
Whoa. Okay.
What? It's true. Every girl right now is like, yeah, not an hour and a half.
Either way, I got to the venue. Big thank you to our friend here, to LT Cole Photo, as well as Zach Schimmel, Chris Riddle for helping find me. But I roll up and there's 30 people, 30 Fightful Select subscribers just hanging out waiting. And it was a good time. Even in London, I didn't meet as many people as I met in Greensboro, like probably over 100 people that we met with, took pictures with, including one who, listen, he'll realize what he did and he'll be like, shit. But I was speaking to another friend of mine. She's from Tennessee and she's near your height and has dark hair. And I mean, her name on Twitter is Mambacita. So maybe she's Latina as well. And so,
I know where you're getting at. And I know what I'm going to say.
I know. And this person says, I love your guys' podcast. And I immediately knew what he meant. And I popped. I was like, oh, shit.
Not every little brown girl that is seen with Sean is me, guys. FYI, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if I could find the picture and post. Because you met your twin right after that.
I looked at her and I was like, I hope you weren't insulted. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, good.
It was such a good time. I met a bunch of people at the airport today even. Here was a fun one. He posted a picture on his Instagram, but I barely got to the plane to go to Greensboro. Like the gate was closed. They let us in. And I tweeted about it. I was like, shout out to the gate agent that let us through. And there was somebody two rows up and I can recognize my profile picture, the length of my display name, the .com, all that stuff from like a mile away. And I see this guy showing the dude next to him that tweet. And I kind of knew he would like turn around at that point. So I was just there like this.
Creeper.
He was like, that was mortifying. But it was great. We actually saw each other multiple times. Saw him on the way back. We were on the same flight on the way back as well. It was a really, really good time. But look, Zach Schimmel says, Denise, how dare you choose to eat dinner and be responsible instead of meeting the wonderful Fightful family? Shame. Shame on Denise Hollywood Salcedo for not wanting the people who support her. All sarcasm.
Why didn't you tell me sooner? You saw me the night before. You could have been like, hey, Denise, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'll tell you why. I didn't know. I thought we were meeting up inside. It is a great thing we didn't meet up inside. I'm glad there are people who know better than I do because there was no room for 30 people to meet up inside.
No.
So that's when they were like, okay, instead of...
They didn't turn on the AC, dude. It was hot in there.
No, they actively turned off the AC during the show. In fact, the Greensboro Coliseum Complex administrator said, hey, I got your DM where you told us to turn on the goddamn air. He's like, I got that message.
Why was that freaking AC off? Are they crazy? It was freaking hot in there.
An all-time great show. That was one of the best shows I have ever been to in my entire life. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, not just exclusive news. We got exclusive podcasts. So let's talk about the exclusive news. I'll promote that really quickly. In addition to the Raw rundown that we had tonight, we're going to have a bunch of news on producers and all that. But AEW Revolution, we had so much news. We had news of Santana being gone from AEW. We had a bunch of backstage news on Sting's retirement. Hangman Page expected to take time off. Kyle O'Reilly's AEW return. We had the Ricky Starks update that Tony Khan himself confirmed. We had the AEW Revolution scoops thread as well. And that news ain't stopping. We dropped an interview today with Josh Alexander where he opens up about his TNA contract and them exercising the option. He confirmed another Fightful report there. FightfulSelect.com. And in addition to all that, you get Q&As, podcasts, and now access to our Discord that I am very active in. So please give us a subscribe over at FightfulSelect.com. $5 a month, $54 a year. Let's talk about our other friends over at BetOnline.ag because they were right on the money with almost everything, Denise. I'm going to shout them out, of course, because they are the best in the business. They've been at it for over 25 years. They've got the highest credit card acceptance. They've got the fastest payouts, the best bonuses.
The earliest lines, that's where we've always gotten our lines. You can play all kinds of games from slots, video, poker. You can do gambling with Bitcoin as well. They've got odds for NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL. You can play poker, Texas Hold'em, Omaha Poker. They've got a race book over there. They are trusted by millions. Tons of games over there as well. But their odds were almost all right. They had Tony Storm winning. They had Samoa Joe winning. And Hangman Page is the longest odds, and he took the pin there. They had Roderick Strong as a heavy, heavy favorite. They had Eddie Kingston winning, Christian Cage winning, Will Ospreay winning, BCC winning, and Wardlow winning. The only ones that they didn't have winning was the one underdog pick that your boy made, Denise. I told everybody, go put your money on BetOnline AG, on Sting and Darby Allin. There's no way they lose. Listen, I'm just saying, you could have put your kids through college. If you would have listened to me and went to BetOnline AG and made that bet, could have done it. If anybody did, I know at least one person did because they told me, but let us know in the chat. But BetOnline AG. Pavement Cut Your Hair said CZW did their meetups at a White Castle. No joke. That sounds awesome. SAS says, seems like WWE's been hitting on their NXT talent lately. Do you feel like there is a recent change in the scouting or training department? It feels like a lot of their stuff is less forced, Denise. I mean, it feels like since Triple H took over the first time that the hit rate on NXT talent, both in NXT and on the main roster, have grown exponentially. I mean, it feels a lot more free-flowing now than it was before.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I think just overall improved over on the NXT side of things, like just specifically with the programming. It felt a little bit cheesy in the beginning when they went to this NXT 2.0 era. And I would say like within the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, I really feel like the programming has just changed for the better. And they have a lot of people that I feel have just been, I don't know, very exciting to see them come up and become stars of their own. So that's been pretty cool. And they've been doing a good job. I mean, look what they've been doing so far with Tiffany Stratton, Bron Breakker, to just name a few.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Please leave us a nice comment if you're watching after the fact. A reminder, we are on podcast platforms everywhere, audio platforms everywhere as well, Amazon, Apple, all that good stuff. And you can always find our show at FightfulPods.com. Crazy 101 says, what is the thing that Tony is excited for on Dynamite? Okada? Well, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported last week. They expected to have Okada in the fold by this week. That's quite a 1-2-3 hit going Ospreay, Okada, Mercedes, back-to-back-to-back weeks. Damn, man. Damn.
Well, didn't Tony put like a couple weeks ago on social media that 2024 was going to be like freaking amazing. I forgot what it is that he put on social media. And I was kind of like waiting for it. I'm like, okay, we're about to be 3 months in. Like, okay, what's going on? When's this really going to kick into high gear? And I would say that this weekend was definitely the weekend that it feels like it did.
Tamel Danta says, what champ retains past Mania, if any? I think there's a possibility Gunther retains. And I think Rhea retains.
Yeah, Rhea for sure, 100%. Gunther, going into WrestleMania, I had a feeling that he wasn't coming out of today's Raw. I think he is retaining.
Zach Schimmel says, can confirm that Shawn is so tall. It's unbelievable how tall. Denise?
It's all that freaking tea you drink.
I did drink a lot of tea. I did drink a lot of tea this week. Because it was the South. I could get that there. Any chance of new tag titles this Friday? You know what? I need to dig into what that was that they were talking about on Friday. But I just want to make this clear. They said they had a tag team title announcement, not a WrestleMania announcement. So I don't know if that's necessarily the thing yet. But what do you want them to do? Do you want them to come or to finally combine the titles as a new title?
I say combine into like one for each person in the team and make it new and pretty. And
yeah,
that's it. I would say one set though. I don't want two sets. I'm good with the one set.
They have had versions of those tag team titles for like over a decade. They've had those belts like forever and ever and ever. It feels like
silver ones.
Yeah, but they were the pennies before, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember the pennies looking.
They just changed it to silver, and it was a lot better.
I'm tired of seeing the two belts for some reason. I don't know why that bothers me. Just a little bit, not like a lot, but just a little bit.
Yeah. If anybody can check when they instituted, I think 2010. So 14 years they've had effectively the same design of the belts. And the silver ones have been around since 2016.
I want some more like intricate designs. I feel like they've been very, very like modern with their belts. I like a little bit more detail.
I mean, the ones they had in the 90s were so beautiful. Those were so good. Those just were amazing. Lord Blake Whitehouse says, any plans to move MVP away from Omos so he's used? I haven't heard of any, unfortunately.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of MVP or haven't heard of Omos in like forever on the show.
I haven't even dropped my interview with him yet.
The Omos one?
No, I'm gonna though. I'm saving that for
the one where he pulled out the receipts and everything. You haven't posted that?
Yeah, I'm gonna post it around Mania because we were talking about Mania stuff. So.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I thought you would have posted that one long time ago.
How many new champions will be crowned at Mania? I think Drew, Cody, Bailey. I think Logan Paul might retain, and R-Truth and maybe Cena. I think that'd be kind of cool. Tamel says, if Drew and Cody win, who goes to SmackDown? That is interesting. Because here's the thing. Cody is a USA Network favorite. But guess where SmackDown's going in October? Yeah. To the USA Network. So I think it could be Cody. I think that makes sense for him to go there. What do you think?
I think that I'm going to be confused by the time all these changes happen because we got freaking NXT going to the CW. Like in the next year, I'm going to be freaking tuning into the wrong channel every single day. That's what I think.
Well, yeah, it'll be on network TV, cable TV, and streaming. And then
I'm going to have to write it down, dude.
two streaming platforms.
You know how many times when I was tuning into I can't even talk anymore.
Quit cursing.
Okay, you know how many times I was trying to tune into AEW and there was days where I would log into TBS and then the other days I'd log into TNT and I always swapped them for some reason. You know how long that took me to get used to?
Denise, you know what else you can get used to?
What?
Do you know what I hold in my hands right now?
I'm seeing the water bottles.
Do you know whose water bottles?
Yeah, I saw your post.
Yeah.
Are you like a crazy stalker? Did you just like pick it out of the garbage or something?
No, it was on the table. Haley and Cassidy and a bunch of people saw me. Kimmy saw me. I just said, you know what? I'm going to take home Sting's last two water bottles from the presser. He's never drinking water again, I'm told. And I got both of them. Now, did I have to?
If I were him, I'd be creeped out that you're trying to clone
him. Listen, shh. He didn't drink out of them. He didn't even open them. Now, I did open them.
What's the point?
I did drink. It doesn't matter. They're his. They're his. Doesn't matter if he used them. They're still his. Doesn't matter. Still counts. Still counts.
That's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did I drink them? Yes, I was thirsty. And also,
so someone's going to buy Sting's last water bottles that sat on his table with Sean Ross Sapp's saliva on it.
Yeah, you're damn right they are.
So then someone's going to clone you with your saliva.
$300 each. You guys can have Sting's final water bottles.
In parentheses with Sean Ross Sapp's saliva.
He's only drinking Sprite from now on. That it's confirmed. And I did have to drink it because you can't take full water bottles on the plane. or through TSA. But I got them.
You should have just gotten like a little bucket and gotten some of his air while you were in the room and been like, here I'm selling air.
What are these people saying? That's weird. That's creepy. Hey.
It is weird and creepy.
$300
will tell you it's weird and creepy.
$300 can get you one of these two plus shipping.
You know, people when the glass spot broke, there was a bunch of people that grabbed like glass and stuff off the floor. I thought that was kind of funny.
I have a thumbtack from the Kenny Omega Sammy Callahan match that hit me in the face. I picked it up. Oh, and I have the $5 bill that somebody handed me at our GCW thing. I still got that. So listen, did Sting touch this? Probably not. Did he even look at it? You could review the footage. But what I can tell you is that these were Sting's
I'm getting second-hand embarrassment. I'm just going to sit here.
And listen, I have not called Action Andretti to get his blessing on selling these. I haven't. I'm sure that he just wanted to crush these, but Dan Hall says Sting would, or Sean would spend $55K on Sting's OnlyFans. Oh, man. Will Chisholm says, what's up with WWE dropping all the drug stuff? You got the Rock calling people crackhead. Drew calling Seth a junkie. Oh, he said a spotlight junkie. He says, this can't be serious. Very clearly this isn't serious. Why are so many people thinking that I'm serious? I wouldn't sell these for $300. I wouldn't sell them for $3,000. They're mine.
Why are we even talking about this? Because technically, you know what I can sell?
What? Nothing. Nothing.
Never mind. Fine. I'm not fine. I was going to say technically I can sell my boarding pass because I was saying on my podcast today that Sting and I were on the same flight, Sean. Technically, I can sell my boarding pass and been like, yo, this is the same flight Sting was on.
You could sell MJFs from Double or Nothing 2023.
Oh, and on the way back, I forgot to tell you, Sean, on the way back, I got Samoa Joe was on my flight on the way back.
Oh, nice. Willie Mack was on mine.
Yeah.
D. Burns says, was trying to figure out what you were doing over by the stage. I wouldn't have guessed you were grabbing empty water bottles. No, my friend, they were full water bottles.
When did you do that? I didn't see you.
After it was over, before we left.
Oh, I had no idea. I did not see
it. Did you think I just rushed up there after Sting? I snuck.
I didn't know you when you did this.
Oh, my God. I mean.
I literally saw you, like, right afterwards.
The real reason I did it was because I was thirsty. And then I realized, oh, these are the ones that were up there for Sting. And then I was like, I'm just going to make a bit out of this. So there we go.
And everyone thought you were serious.
Pavement Cut Your Hair says, Denise, thoughts on the SRS Virgil interview? First off, I want to say this. Rest in peace, Virgil. It was by far the worst interview I ever did. And I'm so glad that we did that interview. And I got to meet Virgil a couple of times. I saw people that were like, you're trying to get clout, buddy. We not only did we interview Virgil, we did a special feature on Virgil 2 years before that. We've done countless articles. Virgil was a part of the List and Your Boy background for a while. We paid him money just so we could use him as a cardboard cutout, for the love of God. But I don't believe Denise caught that interview, guys.
Why would you assume that?
I just don't imagine that you've watched it.
Why would you assume, like, I just didn't watch it?
Well, how about this one? It was revealed this week that Virgil had lied about his age his entire career and was actually 11 years older than what he claimed, Denise. When he won the $1 million title in 1991, he was 40 years old. Let's fucking crank. R.I.P. Virgil. What a guy. What a guy. We do have WWE Raw to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say, we spent 20 minutes on Sting's water bottle that was next to him.
Won't be a lot to talk about tonight. Cody Rhodes, Seth promo. Cody Rhodes.
It was a recap, bro. He came out and recapped.
He did a recap. He did a recap of The Rock's big, long promo. He's like, TLDR, too long, didn't read. Here's Seth Rollins, a guy I can consider my friend now. And Seth Rollins instead renamed The Rock Diarrhea Dwayne. And I saw people go, huh, that's so lame. Yeah, of course it's lame. I think it's meant to be a poke at The Rock and the jokes that he makes about how he calls people Cody crybabies and, you know, all the names that The Rock does. I think it was meant to emulate that. And it was very corny.
Yeah, it comes off as corny, though, because they don't sell it like The Rock, though. Like, if The Rock came out here and was like, oh, diarrhea, whatever, then you'd be like, ha, 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 that's so funny. Ha, ha. But when it's not The Rock delivering it, it comes across as not, you know, because I didn't realize that was supposed to be like a play on that. I thought they were just like, all right, well, D&D. All right, let's go with diarrhea. My favorite part of this whole thing, honestly, was the fan. Because there was a fan in the crowd, and I was probably the only person who noticed this. When everybody was chanting diarrhea, there was one guy in the crowd that was like this, just nodding his head. He was like, nope, not going to take part in that. And I was like,
I love it.
You go, my man. Like, that guy in the crowd was my favorite person today.
It was very lame. We didn't need that. And Cody and Seth were basically like, yeah, we got each other's backs throughout this situation.
Hey, did they ever show The Rock's promo on WWE TV?
No, they referenced it heavily. I mean, they
should have at least shown little clips here and there.
It was good.
I feel like that put together this story together more than anything else. And I feel like we can't assume that everyone sees everything on social media. Some people just don't want to, you know? So,
I mean, people complained about how long the promo was. And it was half as long as the Bloodline segment on SmackDown.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could have easily played this, and it would have sucked for the people that already saw it, sure. But they could have easily played it on TV, or at least a little bits of portions, just so that people know. Because I feel like, I don't know, I just don't like it when we have to, I just want it to be part of the main program, is what I'm saying.
Pavement Cut Your Hair says, was Bill DeMott in NXT PC as bad as reported? It was worse, actually. Lord Blake Whitehouse says, is Sonya Deville close to coming back? She got her injury in July. I think it'd be closer to the summer. Will says, Virgil was a worker till the end. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. You have Damage Control arriving. And we're going to ask Luis to consolidate the IC title and this Damage Control stuff consolidate the IC title stuff, Gunther, and then we'll talk about the Damage Control stuff separately. But they arrive, and, you know, Adam Pearce is obviously like, what the hell y'all doing here? Shayna and Zoe win, and they've been clearly on a path for a tag team title shot. They get their win. It's a good win. Damage Control, specifically Dakota, are like, all right, well, next Monday, here's your title match. And WWE has done this. They've actually done this a lot more in the Triple H era, and I don't really like it, where they're like, hey, yeah, so we've got another match already planned, but we're going to go ahead and book this title match after that match on NXT. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, they do this a lot.
And yeah, they do.
It never is the other person winning in that, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's never any big, like, implication or anything like that. But thoughts on this, though. You know, I'm trying to figure out what is missing with Kayden and Katana, because I think they're a cool tag team, but I still feel like there's something missing there. And I feel like a big part of it is, like, the character of them. I also kind of feel like they just need to because I think, like, the drawing point for me when I see Kayden and Katana is Katana doing all of those fancy moves that she does with her 450s, 630s, all these crazy things that she does, right? I feel like they just need to, I don't know. I wish that they would kind of, like, lay it in more when they're in the ring. I think that's the thing that's kind of missing for me. And it's like, for example, you see Tiffany Stratton, someone who has this background when it comes to gymnastics. But I feel like when she implements that into her wrestling, it just hits a lot harder. And so when I was watching this match today, I was thinking, like, why is it that this tag team hasn't necessarily hit as hard when you have someone going out there and hitting these types of, these types of moves? So for me, I was just thinking, like, I think they need to, like, just lay it in more with everything that they do. And so that was something that kind of stood out to me. As for Shayna and Zoe, there's only so much you can get from this matchup here, but it was fun. I thought that they did probably the one of the better matches that they had for Kayden and Katana here, but it's just, they just feel like on different levels.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm glad they're setting up the Zoe and Shayna thing, but with Kaden and Katana, it, you know, it takes more than one or two vignettes for me to connect with what that is. Like,
I was surprised they gave him a backstage promo this time around. I thought, okay, that's new for them. Oh, no, actually, no, they had done a few of them in the past, but not that many.
Yeah. So EO is confronted by Rhea backstage because, and this is after Adam Pearce is like, you shouldn't be here. There's no reason for you to be here. You don't need to be here, to Dakota. He's like, I understand how the tag titles work, but that doesn't mean all of you need to be here, type of thing. And Rhea just says, stay out of my territory. Nice little thing to set up something where maybe they do something in the future. Backstage, Candace and Indy argue while Natalya and Tegan argue. And then Candace. Oh, boy. So KE775 says, could they be splitting Candace and Indy and turning her heel? No, I hope they give them some substance. They need teams. They really need teams. It's just they never put anything into these teams. But Candace is like, I don't need to feel bad for somebody who's had three matches and can't even lace my boots. I love seeing that out of Candace LeRae. And it plays off of, you know, one of the hot topics of last week, which is Maxine getting booed over her being green in the ring.
Right, right. So, you know, my thoughts on this is I really haven't been all that into the women's tag team division. I just feel like a lot of the teams are not that strong. And so for me, kind of seeing this whole thing with Candace and Indy, I get your perspective where it's like, okay, it's going to be more so of like giving them something where Candace is, you know, going a different direction, being a little bit more breaking the rules versus Indy wants to be more on the, I'm going to be a rule follower and go with how things are supposed to be. Right. I kind of prefer for this to be like a breakup of some sort, but you're right. We do need teams, but the problem is like, they just have them appear whenever and don't give them anything. So it's very, very hard to kind of get invested in a lot of these teams because like, even for example, Tegan and Natty, I forgot they were a team. Like, yeah. It was like little things like that, that it's just like, it's not really hitting for me. A lot of the teams are just not hitting for me right now. And I hope that they figure something out, but, yeah, it's not working.
Guys, a reminder, I didn't even mention this earlier. Get in your super chats here at youtube.com/Fightful. If you want your question or statement read on the air. So if you're in the chat and you want our question or statement read on the air, go ahead and do that, or you can send them to humperchats.com, H-U-M-P-E-R, chats.com. If you're watching really anywhere, or if you listen after the fact, you can leave them there. Lord Blake Whitehouse says, any chance of an SRS versus Denise in my GM mode? I don't think Denise is much of a gamer.
No, I actually really suck at games. I just press all the buttons, and then my fingers start hurting after a while. It's too much.
I haven't fired it up yet. I've got it downloaded and installed on my PlayStation. Had it installed last week.
We did play one time. Remember when we played 2K? Was it 2K23?
Yeah, the footage got dude, they never
put the
foot.
They never put, like, the footage didn't actually, they gave us a memory card to put into the little machine. We played the game. I took the memory card. I brought the memory card. I put it in, and there was nothing in there.
Yeah. It's a bummer. It was good stuff, too. I whipped Denise's ass.
Like three times, so then it got boring.
So bad. Well, Gunther also beat Dominic Mysterio's ass, but Dominic is making, like, clear improvements in the ring, which is great. That's what you want. And
he can get his ass kicked very well, Sean.
He can get his ass kicked very well. He's got a couple of spots that look good. That inside-to-outside spot was one that looked really good. Gunther, even after this, was like, you know what? I thought that would be way easier than it actually was. So props to Dominic for that, but I knew I was going to win. I like Gunther's subtle little ways of putting over an opponent. Like with Jey Uso, he said, you know what? I thought I was going to lose that match at points of that match, but I didn't. I'm still great. I think it holds a lot of water when Gunther does that and puts over any element of being threatened at all in his matches, because he is the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. He's one of the greatest champions in the history of wrestling, period, in my opinion. And that was set up later on. We'll talk about the IC title stuff, but Gunther getting the win over Dominic here. We knew it was going to happen. Dominic looking better. Gunther giving him some props.
I have three matches from Dominic Mysterio that I really like. This is okay. One of them, because that beating that freaking Gunther gave him was phenomenal. He did a great job in this. The other one was the beating that he took from Ilya Dragunov on NXT. That was really good too, putting that one in there. And then the other one is his WrestleMania match with Rey. Those are my three favorite Dominic matches. So yay, we added another one to the list today. I see that as a win. This was entertaining. When I started watching Raw late today because I was just very tired. And so I asked people like, what's been good? And everybody was putting like Gunther and Dominic. And I was like, damn, that's the thing. That's the most good shit. Whatever. Right. So I'm watching the match and I'm like, you know what? People were right. This was very enjoyable. He was whooping his ass like there was no tomorrow. I genuinely enjoy a good beating. This was a good beating.
It was a good beating. So Damian Priest is backstage. He's rallying up everybody. He tells JD McDonough, go for Gunther. JD tells Adam Pearce, hey, I want a shot at Gunther. Let me in the ring with him. Ricochet is also saying, let me at him. Adam Pearce says, how about this? There are a lot of people that probably should get Gunther. And what we're going to do is we're going to give one of you Gunther. And I am so relieved by this because there were a lot of people saying, multi-man. Listen, of course, there are a lot of great potential challengers. And among those include the six men that are going to be competing next week. JD, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bronson Reed, Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, Ricochet. But last year, Gunther was in a multi-man. He was in a three-way. I want to see him go one-on-one. I want to see him go one-on-one with Sami Zayn. There are also a lot of people making a case for Chad Gable, which I completely understand, because they had that segment backstage as well. I feel like it should be Sami Zayn, and I feel like Chad Gable should lead to a bit of a personality adjustment as a result of him not winning this. I think that Chad Gable could, again, like we could see Sami run the gauntlet and then get all the way to Gable, and then if Sami beats Gable, Gable's like, what the hell? Or Gable goes all the way and gets beat at the end. Oh, damn. There are so many.
That's WWE's MO when it comes to the gauntlets. Like, you can book the gauntlet yourself. We already know what they're going to do.
I think that I don't want to use finish the story, but if
for real, that's the term nowadays.
If Sami Zayn beats Gunther.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the title, cool, fine. I don't think that Gable necessarily needs to beat Gunther for the title to finish his story, because his issue is more with Gunther interpersonally, with how he made his daughter cry, than it is, I've got to be IC champion, that type of thing. Of course he wants to be. It's a prestigious, important championship. But him beating Gable is the most important, or him beating Gunther is the most important thing to him.
All right, so here's the thing. First of all, I do think it's going to be Sami Zayn, all right? It's going to be Sami Zayn versus Gunther. However, my personal feelings in this is that I was originally rooting for Sami Zayn to be the one in this match with Gunther. However, I have jumped ship. Okay. I want it to be Chad Gable. Now, I know that it's not going to be Chad Gable, and I'm 1,000% cool with it being Sami, because I love Sami. This is weird. Like, being in a situation where I'm not picking Sami Zayn is really effing weird. But quite frankly, I haven't been into this whole, I can't get a win. I finally got a win. I'm trying to get to WrestleMania story that they've been telling for Sammy. I'm sorry. I have not been enjoying that. I just think that Sami Zayn is a way better competitor, and you can be telling way better stories with Sami Zayn instead of this, like, you know, year one on the WWE main rosters type of story. I'm sorry. I haven't been liking the story. So anyways, with that being said, even though I think that even though I choose Sami Zayn in literally every other walk of life, I'm going to have to go with Chad Gable here because I feel like, I don't know, I've started to like we've seen them wrestle with one another. We've seen them wrestle one another. We know that it's going to be good. But I think there was something in particular that sold me today. And it was when he said that Gunther basically was messing with him being a man, with him being a father. And I was like, God damn it. I took offense to that too, Chad Gable. You should be defending your, you know, I don't know what the hell the word is, but you should be defending yourself as a man and as a father and trying to get back some of that pride, man. And I'm sorry, but I can't help but to root and get behind that story. And we all remember seeing Chad Gable's daughter, you know, crying. That was, you know, it was sad and sweet and funny all at once. But because of that, it kind of sold me a little bit more on the story that we've been seeing with Chad Gable. But here's the thing though, I'm not expecting either Chad Gable or Sami Zayn to actually defeat Gunther. In fact, because I do think it's going to be Sami Zayn in this match with Gunther, I don't think Sami Zayn should defeat Gunther. I don't think that they've been telling a story that says that Sami Zayn should be the one to take the title away from Gunther. If this was coming right off of WrestleMania 39 after the tag team run that he had with Kevin Owens, and he had been being, you know, Sami Zayn, getting wins, being Sami Zayn, and then went into having this match with Gunther, then I would have been like, hell yeah, man, let's go. Sami Zayn for Intercontinental Champion. But because of this story, I have not been a fan of it. And for that reason, I don't think that he should be defeating Gunther. If you were to ask me who would you prefer to beat Gunther, I would say Chad Gable.
Yeah. I mean, I listen, if the answer is, well, nobody should beat Gunther. I'm fine with that as well. Yeah.
They haven't convinced.
Oh, man. Good stuff. But Sami Zayn also defeated Ivar. Perhaps the most entertaining part of this isn't even in the match. Valhalla comes out after weeks and weeks of Michael Cole talking about the antlers, and puts them on Michael Cole like she's Bret Hart with a little kid. Man, this was fantastic. Good shit. And then Pat McAfee breaks it down on the Telestrator why it's not that impressive. Now, Denise, I know you don't know much about deer hunting. I'm not much of a deer hunter myself, but I live in Kentucky, so I don't have much of a choice but to know a little bit. He's got a point. The seven pointer, which is how many points the deer's antlers have, is not that impressive. Your take on the size of the antlers and if Michael Cole should be proud or not.
I'm sorry, but I'm like blown away right now. I had no idea that mattered to anyone.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big point of pride for hunters. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what's a good number for like the little horns?
Well, the more the better, obviously.
I thought seven sounds like good enough.
Nah.
How do you have more than that?
How do you have more?
Yeah, like what's the average? Like what average can they have? Like what's the average?
Well,
I didn't even know they could have up to seven. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about deer.
I mean, I'm not a big deer hunter, but I mean, seven's like,
what's the range is what I'm asking. Like,
well, I mean, I'm not 14. Hip to that. I just know seven's not big. Like you can have seven on one side even. I mean, they're, yeah. 12's decent.
Oh, wow. I had no idea they went so high.
Yeah, people mount the heads on their wall.
Yeah, I've seen them on restaurants. That's the only time when I go to one of like those random ass restaurants that have the freaking people's, the animals' heads and stuff. But anyways.
Will says, when fans pop over Cole getting antlers, you can tell WWE is fun. It was fun. And so was Sammy and Ivar. But Sammy gets the win.
Actually, my favorite part was that I was thinking in my head, this kind of looks a little dirty. And then Pat McAfee was like making some dirty jokes about it. And I was like, thanks, Pat, because this is what it looked like to me.
Any thoughts on the match in particular? This was a placeholder.
I thought the match was going to be way stronger than it was. Way stronger, because we've seen both of these guys have way better matches with a million other people. I was actually a little disappointed.
So we also, Ivar had confronted Sammy earlier, and obviously he wants in the Intercontinental title picture as well, and he's not. But Rockhard Joel Wood says, do you think WWE will show any interest in Santana? Does he have any backers in the company? There were some inquiries, but they weren't as hip to him as they needed to be. They need to sort of figure out what they're going to do if, like, it just happened. Fightful Select reported that he left last week, and they're still working through that, obviously, and he's a free agent now. But I don't think WWE's really had enough time to talk about it. But you know what? I got time to talk to you about NordVPN.com/Fightful, the best VPN in the world. This past weekend, Fightful Select reported on and AEW confirmed they got another pay-per-view coming up. This can get costly, my friends, but it's a lot less costly when you use NordVPN.com and the code Fightful. Also, they got tons of other great things. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. You can protect yourself from public Wi-Fi, which is what I did as I traveled all week from Lexington to Greensboro, Charlotte, all that stuff, hotel, venue, all that good stuff. I had all my devices protected, my Surface Pro, my phone. When I'm here, I have it on my smart TV and my router. And they've got the NordPass password manager in there as well. Organize your complex passwords. Keep them in one place. I've got dozens and dozens, if not over 100 passwords, and NordVPN.com/Fightful helps me out there. They also have a file encryption tool that secure your files with a click and back them up on a private cloud. They got threat protection and 24/7 support. So if you don't know how to use it, they'll help you use it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. N. Simmons says they should do what they did with Asuka in NXT, have Gunther vacate the title and go right into a top title program. I didn't necessarily like that with Joe, even though it's worked out with Samoa Joe in AEW very, very well. But I think WWE is a different animal. I think that they'll want somebody to
I feel like why waste the opportunity to get someone like the person who beats Gunther is going to become a big deal like this. Yeah. Why waste that opportunity to make someone have that kind of a moment?
Or should, yeah. When do you expect Tama Tonga to show up in WWE? I don't have any ETA. I would say post-Mania maybe. Easy Breezy says, honestly, don't want Gunther to get pinned until someone beats him for the World Heavyweight Championship. How do you get the IC title off him without doing that? I think it's okay to have. I mean, look, he got pinned by Ilya in his incredible reign as UK champion, and
it just has to be someone we can buy.
Yes, if it's like Braun Breaker or somebody like that, well, I'm cool with that. Especially the way Braun Breaker, they booked him this past week.
Just been killing people.
Yeah. Bep Jr. says, great Raw, 40-year Mania, WWE 2K, ready in 5 minutes. Yeah, mine's been downloaded. I just haven't had the time to play with it yet. Tom says, any news on the WWE Q4 Raw rights? Any chance CW would bridge the USA Netflix gap to drive awareness of the presence coming to the network? Well, Tom, I think that's actually a brilliant idea. If I were CW Network, I would be like, how much do we need to pay to get 3 months of Raw? Because it'll be a discount. It'll be less, because they didn't even factor that into the TKO earnings estimates. But if I were them, I'd be like, yeah, let's do that. Let's bring some WWE eyes over here. I'll tell you what I want. I want them to run it on FightfulSelect.com, Denise.
Can you imagine that? What kind of a bonus would I get, Sean?
You get a pretty significant bonus if that were the case.
All right. I'll go do some witchcraft in hopes that does happen.
Seemed like some witchcraft happened tonight on Raw. Now, listen, you also had Michael Cole bring up Taz's name. and in reference to the Paul Heyman Hall of Fame thing. You had Jim Ross referenced, which, you know, in the past.
Stop, no, Sean. There's going to be people online that are going to be like, Sean said that AEW and WWE are going to work together because he said that this, you know it. This is going to be on Facebook Watch.
Well, anyway, previously they weren't mentioning anybody associated with AEW. But not only did they do that, very classy move. Michael Cole said, we want to congratulate Sting on his retirement. This isn't verbatim. I will find it verbatim, though. And congratulated him on his retirement, thanked him for all of his contributions. And Pat McAfee outright mentions the fact that Sting was wrestling in AEW. He didn't say AEW. He said the match last night was incredible. I did not expect that. And I was like very pleasantly surprised.
You're like, is he allowed to say that he watched it? Because yeah. he would have to have watched it to say his thoughts on the match.
And there were people that were like, oh, did you hear Cole cut him off? And I was like, Cole cuts him off all the time. It's very clear things are a lot looser. I thought this was a very classy, great gesture from WWE. I'm so glad that they did it.
You think
they
it was genuine, or do you think they were just trying to get in on the conversation?
Maybe both, but I mean, I think it was genuine because they could have just posted a tweet or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you know if, because I'm here, I was thinking about this. I was like, you know, it would have been really nice if they would have allowed AEW to use some of his WCW footage for his video package.
Well, they,
you know,
were
they
surprised
asked, inquired anything.
I don't know if they inquired. I'm going to try to find out, but I know they were surprised at like the New Japan stuff. Like it extended a lot further than what they thought, but as far as this, like, I hope it becomes more normal, because if anything, like, man, there are so many fucking weirdos online. There's so many fucking weirdos.
Yeah,
and you know exactly what I mean. Like,
I know.
That are so just like obsessive over this hatred, and they're going to have competition. They're going to not like each other at times, but Jesus, I would just really, really like for it to be tamed down. Like,
I don't know, Sean. Sometimes I laugh because some of the things that people write, you're like, this is so dumb, you gotta laugh. Sometimes I find it funny. I can see the comedy in some of it.
Yeah. Oh man. So what'd you think of this? How did you feel about it?
So my first thing was, I thought, look, and I guess regardless of whether, you know, you mentioned it kind of being a little bit of both, right? A little bit of, let's get in on the conversation because this is the biggest news. But then, of course, you can't dismiss that even though Sting wasn't booked the way a lot of people wanted him to be booked in WWE, regardless, he was part of the company and had some, you know, some moments in WWE. But the big thing that I was thinking about was that he has the respect from people. Regardless of, like you said, this tribalism that's going around, been around, he still has the respect. They could have completely just like not said anything, completely disregarded it. But I think the fact that they did say it, regardless of whatever reason it was, I think it did show some respect to Sting. And that was really the big thing.
And yeah, that was the most important thing. And he deserved it. He definitely deserved it. Will said, Gunther said himself he wants to get pinned when he loses the IC title. I'm glad that he's so just like good about that type of thing.
Well, yeah, nobody that has fought so hard to defend this championship is going to want to lose on some silly way. Like, if you're going to defeat me, you better be a man about it and pin me cleanly. For like, sure. I don't want none of this. Like, I'm going to get beat. I want to get beat by a man who was better than me on that night. Because
Randy
I don't want to get beat by anybody lesser than.
Randy Savage always preferred clean wins and losses. He says you win him in the ring, you lose him in the ring. And if you're good enough, you stay over.
Yes, exactly. Because like, to me, like, Gunther's not going to lose this championship and then like look like a loser in this match. No, of course not. Like, you can be a winner in a loss through your performance.
Rock Hard Joel Wood says, Raw on Fightful. Sean and Alex on commentary. Oh my God, Alex would be miserable on commentary. Tate's got honest to God commentary experience. Denise is the background interviewer. She's probably going to be ringing
out. Why do I always got to be the freaking background interviewer? That's so boring.
Probably ring announcer too, as well. Jeremy can be the referee.
No,
Jeremy couldn't be the referee because he'd just troll the entire time. I would just drop toe hold everybody repeatedly and book myself to win. Andrade defeated Apollo Crews. Well, welcome back, Apollo Crews. Mayor Pete says, got to bring back thanks to Sting and BOL. Any speculation where the Andrade Dom thing is going? So Andrade is trying to recruit Dominic because how much more can Judgment Day even do at this point is what I wonder. But that's an interesting note. I think eventually Andrade will get him. I think Andrade will lure him over.
I don't know why it sounded funny. You're like, oh yeah, he'll get him.
I think he will.
You know what? Anything to break up Judgment Day. I'm kind of so over Judgment Day right now. I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, I'm ready to see everybody go their different directions. I'm done. I've appreciated what they've done. Hell, I still might be a fan next week, but right now I'm kind of a little bit over it. So I would like to see Dominic and Andrade do something and see what comes of that.
Yeah. Well, Andrade defeated Apollo Crews. Welcome back, Apollo. You get beaten 3 minutes. Andrade, from the start of his entrance to the start of the match, was 9 minutes. And then the match was like 3 minutes.
Andrade looked good, man. He looked good. He went in there. He hit everything so freaking hard. I think he knew that this match wasn't a big match per se, but he knew that he had to make the most of what he got. And you could tell in his performance, even though there wasn't that much, honestly, like it really wasn't any sort of like extraordinary match or anything, but he made a lot of what he was given. And also, I know we rarely get to see Apollo Crews. I think poor Apollo, I think he probably should have just stayed in NXT, to be honest. But I thought that this wasn't like a horrible use of him. I thought this was an okay use of him. At least they were using him for like a little bit. And I also want to shout out his gear because it looked different than what he's worn in the past, I believe. I don't even know, actually, but it looked nice. So I'm going to shout it out regardless of whether or not it's new.
Nia Jax defeated Becky Lynch via DQ. They were cooking too. Like Nia's doing great right now. She did a second rope leg drop. She did a killer Samoa drop. Like, she whiffed hard on the bonsai drop and really just ass into the mat, busted her ass. Nia's performance overall, like every week, I'm like, man, she's getting better and better. And I didn't expect that out of this run. So kudos to her.
I'll be honest, Sean. When I saw that they announced Nia Jax and Becky Lynch again, I was like, really? I've already seen this so many times. I don't even care. But you know what, though? I thought that the match did enough for at least for me to pay attention to throughout the entire thing. And I did like how it ended because I like what it's leading to.
So Liv does the interference and she's like gloating in Becky's face. KE775 says, are they really changing Becky Rhea to triple threat or fatal four-way match? I'm starting to think they are. I don't see that at all. I don't see how that would make any sense. I don't think that the audience isn't vocalizing that in person. Some of them are vocalizing it online, but it's not translating to anything that they have to worry about in person. If next week something happens and Becky gets booed out of the building, well, I think they'll still just make Becky more of a heel compared to Rhea anyway, because Rhea is going to be super over. That's what they're doing because Liv and Becky set up that match, but I don't think they're going to make that a triple threat.
No, I actually like that they're doing this match right now because we've been talking about how a lot of this sort of feels, at least to me, a lot of what they've been doing the last couple of weeks for certain storylines sort of feel like filler because we're almost at WrestleMania. We're not there yet, but we're almost there yet. So there is some stories that feel a little bit like filler. So the fact that we're actually getting Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan to me kind of gives us a little bit of something to do while she also tells this story with Rhea Ripley heading into WrestleMania. I like it that there's multiple little facets going on to this particular story.
Love that. I thought they did great. Judgment Day defeated Imperium, Kaiser, and Vinci. This was a good match. I mean, this was just them, you know, further establishing Imperium or I mean, at least as credible threats, and Judgment Day as well. Just one of those where they're getting their reps in. Not a lot of stakes to this match. I don't see it going that far. It was more to support, oh, hey, our dude JD is coming after Gunther. We're going to have a match with you type of thing. And it was a good match, as expected.
Copy and paste what you said. I have nothing else to contribute.
Will says, if Vince was around, we know the Sting stuff would never be said. Even name-dropping TNA when Naomi came back. Yeah, I mean, we had posted in Inside the Royal Rumble, Vince, after getting the deal done for Mickie James, didn't want Mickie James to wear the Knockouts title out to the ring for the Rumble. Like, he's ridiculous. Paul Heyman in the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. I'll share probably Heyman stories. Actually, I can share one now. There was a time when I had some heat within WWE, Denise.
You? Really?
I had an incredible amount of heat. I had specifically somebody that I needed to not have heat with in order to be able to do media days and stuff like that. And I thought, who is one person in that company that has had heat with everybody that I could say, what should I do? And I reached out to Paul Heyman. And Paul Heyman gave me some wonderful advice, and it was very helpful, and I'll always be thankful, because you will constantly hear about him being willing to help. And his advice was, go over that person's head, because the person over their head is a Fightful Select subscriber, and they will make sure.
That's amazing. I thought he was going to give you some like really profound, like reach into your soul type of freaking advice. Now go over his head.
And he was wonderful about it, and he didn't have to help me out with that. But I was like, listen, I'm navigating this, and I know that you've navigated it a lot. What do you think I should do? And he goes, what you should do and what I would do might not be the same thing. And I was like, well, I want to know what you would do because you're still around right now. That's what I did.
And was it the thing that you did? What he would
do? It was absolutely the thing that I did. And I still have a great relationship with the person that was over that person's head.
Yeah.
And you know who that person is too. So there you go. Is Ludwig okay? I'll check on it. I do not know. Love for Boost says they name dropped CMLL for Andrade. Luis says they only mentioned La Sombra as his finisher, the Shadow DDT. Easy breezy. I am completely with you here. Victoria for Hall of Fame, please. Yes, Victoria for Hall of Fame, please. I almost did a Widow's Peak in my match with Shaza, actually. I wanted to work that in there, but didn't feel like taking the ass bump, brother. DIY Woods and R-Truth play 2K24. Miz told them that the aim is winning the tag team titles. And this is getting approached because AJ Tripp sent a very generous super chat that said, Sean, do you know something we don't? Because it seems obvious to me it's Truth and Miz. But you keep bringing up Cena. Wouldn't Cena versus Solo be the match at Mania? Not after the dog shit that I saw them have. It wasn't great. I don't want to say dog shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're making it seem worse than what it was. It wasn't that bad.
Like, what about that match made anybody go?
I don't know. All I remember is all the Samoan spikes. That's literally all I remember from the match.
It was not a good match
at all. I don't remember watching that match and going, oh my God, this is dog shit.
I remember watching it and thinking it was the worst match on the show.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being the worst match on the show and then just being dog shit.
Well, I mean, because all the matches on that show were completely mid. They were average. I just remember that being like...
I don't remember everything on that show.
Now, meanwhile, if Miz is booked in a tag team title match, gets taken out by Judgment Day, and Judgment Day go, find anybody that you want, and we'll let him fill in for The Miz. And then it's John Cena, R-Truth's childhood hero. Well, that's an important John Cena moment. R-Truth is 0-8 at WrestleMania. also, it would be just, it would be a much bigger moment if Cena was involved.
Speaking of Paul Heyman, is this little prediction of yours a prediction or a spoiler?
It's a prediction. It's a fantasy booking is what it is. I have zero indication or information. And I know that's what that person was asking. No, it's me fantasy booking. And hey, you know what? I fantasy booked Sting, no selling, and I'm sorry, I love you, super kick from the Young Bucks. I fantasy booked his kids dressing up as him. I have fantasy booked Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for 2 years at this point. I fantasy booked Rock joining the Bloodline. So some of this stuff is coming true.
Fantasy book like me winning $1 million, please?
You ever seen the movie Dogma?
No.
I'm not gonna reference What Falls Out of the Sky. Then you wouldn't get it.
I did watch Chicken Little, so
it's not the same as Dogma.
So if it correlates, you can use the Chicken Little example. What? Chicken Little was so cute.
No. Are you familiar with Jay and Silent Bob?
No.
Oh my God.
I'm familiar with Chicken Little.
You don't know who Jay and Silent Bob are?
No.
Easy Breezy says, at this exact second, what do you think Jade and Naomi's plans at Mania are? I wonder. So I feel like there's some moving pieces because it seemed pretty obvious Bianca and Tiffany was the goal. Tiffany might get cheered over Bianca at this point. Tiffany's over right now.
Yeah, she is. She really is.
So I wonder if there's some moving pieces. Or listen, hey, if they want to turn Bianca heel, give me that. I mean, she's the most likable person in history. But still, I wouldn't mind seeing Jade win like the battle royal. I wish they'd call it the Sensational Invitational. Have her eliminate everybody, put it on the pre-show, make her look like $1 million. You can keep just doing whatever. She's not going to look bad in a battle royal, no matter what you do. Naomi, I don't know. She was eliminated first and very early, then lost to Tiffany Stratton. Hard for me to believe they have any like mind-altering, like mind-blowing plans for her. But N. Simmons says, I think Andrade should win the IC title. They've been looking for top Latin stars, and he was always the perfect guy for beating Gunther for that, and beating Gunther helps.
If he gets a bunch of wins and they really build him up.
And if he gets over, if he's super over. Otherwise, like just beating him won't be – you're not – it's like when they put Paul Heyman with Axel. It doesn't work. You gotta be over as well. Drew McIntyre interview, he's talking about how Seth is a junkie for the spotlight. Joel Wood says, are you feeling like he'll re-sign? I do think that he'll re-sign. I think that he is the most like interesting character in WWE by a mile right now. He is incredible, and he is a guy who has had two world title shots in big matches in the last 6 months, and I want him to have another one. I want him to do it again.
My favorite part was how salty he looked when they were mentioning, when Jackie was mentioning that Paul Heyman was going to be going into the Hall of Fame. And Drew McIntyre was just like looking up at the ceiling with his eyes all like,
yes.
That was hilarious.
He's so good at this. And he's like, if you ever see him at Media Days, he's so friendly. So this is something that he's conjuring up from deep within his soul. He volunteers to do all the media, all the community events, and now he gets a break from it because he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Got the Jey Uso pre-match promo, but then Drew beat Jey Uso for the third time. So listen, I don't want to see them wrestle again for a very long time. Not again for a long time. At least, you know, there were some interference elements of this. McIntyre takes down Rollins for focusing on the bloodline. You have Cody involved. A lot of moving parts here. Fine match, but it's one I've seen a lot. So I was like, okay, let's see what happens at the end because I know what fills out the middle of it. I like all the ingredients that are involved. I'm just like, okay, I'm ready to change the record now. And at least the end was, you know, fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, with Jimmy and Jay, obviously that's a match that we're expecting to see at WrestleMania. But I want this to get uglier. Does that make sense? Like, these are brothers, man. And they're not on the same page. This needs to get ugly when you're that close to somebody, when they know your life. I mean, come on, like, they're, you know, they're brothers. Like, what the hell? Like, this should get uglier. That's all I'm saying. Get meaner, get more savage. I don't care. I want to see more violence. I want to see it get more personal.
Any other thoughts on Raw before we wrap up?
No, that was it.
No, that was it.
Oh, there is one thing that was funny that I forgot to mention when we were talking about the match. Yeah. Nia Jax, the guy with the hat. Did you see when she took off his hat and started like rubbing his head and all of that?
Yes. Fantastic.
I think he liked it. Probably
if you,
did.
If you couldn't tell, Denise and I are a little tired. Long travel.
Bro, how long's your flight from Greensboro to freaking Kentucky?
Flight? I had to take two flights, Denise.
Yeah, me too. But how long was all that?
Way longer than yours. How long did it take you?
Bro, I left my flight from freaking, where was I? Greensboro at 5 a.m. You know what they did me dirty? Because there's no direct flights to Los Angeles. They did me dirty. And get this, Sean. They made my freaking stop in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
That was kind of messed up.
For mine was too.
Okay, so then I was there for an hour and 40 minutes. 20-minute flight. Yeah, it was literally a super short flight. Yeah. And then from there, then it was a 5-hour flight back to Los Angeles.
5-hour flight? So let's see.
Hours plus the extra flight from the other one.
I ended up flying 5 hours and 1 minute. So way longer than
you. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, you know, Kentucky's the hell all the way over here in the West Coast.
Avery Duncan says, Jeff versus Matt Hardy, Extreme Rules match, kind of ugly. That was an ugly match. That was an ugly match. Great to see you back here, by the way.
I meant ugly, like personal ugly. Yes. You know, like if Sean and I were feuding, I'd pull out all your secrets. I'd be like, yeah, I know this. Only get ugly. Exactly.
I mean, I think Matt implied he killed Jeff's dog as well. Jay Hudson says, Sean and Denise, both these women have been killing it. Mariah May, Tiffany Stratton, who has the higher ceiling? Which are you taking?
Tiffany.
Ooh, that's a good question. I think because Tiffany is already so over within 2 weeks, I'd say her. But like, that's not me taking a shot at like Mariah May or anything, because she's fantastic. She has been killing it in what she's doing.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Mariah May on AEW. But yeah, right now it's definitely Tiffany Stratton.
Guys, thank you all so much. Please check out my Josh Alexander interview from today. We greatly appreciate it. And some cool news. We are tentatively scheduled to have Sean Spears' first interview since NXT at his request, which is very, very nice. Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. That's the place to be. Everybody, again, they were like saying how my scrum footage was the best scrum footage.
It always is.
Always is. I don't know how. I have no idea how, but go for it. Check it out. Give it some love.
Sonic XL Chili Dog wraps us up. Says, meetup was such a fun experience getting to meet everyone and Sean. Too bad someone wanted food instead.
I went to a place called Crafted Taco, by the way, and they took so freaking long to serve us the food. Oh my God.
I wish you all could have seen Denise about ready to. Man, she was about to go all Nikki Haru Belisawa with her forearms on the hostess. She was about to say, bitch.
She liked that I checked in because Jeremy somehow gave his wrong phone number to the hostess and they skipped us.
I didn't know that. He left that out.
Jeremy didn't tell you this?
No.
The phone number was wrong. They skipped us. We waited an extra 7 minutes that we didn't have to wait. And that's when I went in to go ask, because I had started to notice that there was some people that were going before us that shouldn't have. And she was like, oh, yeah, we called you guys at this time. And I was like, bro, we never got that call. So then they started comparing the phone numbers that they had, and it wasn't Jeremy's phone number.
Well, they also lied to you about how long the wait was going
to
be.
No, they told lied to Jeremy you guys.
And Well, no. They lied to you because they told us first.
No, so they said, she showed me on the freaking thing. It said 40 minutes.
Well, that's fine. But she lied to somebody. There you go.
Okay. Bianca, well, anyways, the food was really great, by the way.
It was awesome. Bianca was a fun heel in NXT. Thank you guys so much. I'll be doing a podcast on Fightful Select. In addition to the backstage report, I might make it like an all-encompassing review as well. I might just do that for the backstage report this week as well. Until next time, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.